Welcome home, Master. My name is Method. It is a great honor to service you. Wait, Master. Where's your pen? Wait a minute. Is this your first time here? Oh, you don't know these things then. Oh, silly Master. All new masters receive a special pin showing their love of the Monster Girl Maid Cafe. Oh, my, my. What to do, what to do. This is really troublesome. Oh! I know what we can do. I'll give you a super special pin that only my master can receive. It's very rare. Super lucky. See? It's a chibi version of me, horns and all. May I place it on you, Master? Thank you. And there. It looks amazing on you. Silly me. You know what I should be doing right now? I should introduce myself properly to you. Hello, my new master. My name is Method, top demon of this Monster Girl Maid Cafe. I love to give my all, and I'm obsessed with serving. My only goal is to make you happy through service, in any way you desire. And before you ask, the horns and tail are 100% real. Yes, sir. I am a genuine demon at your service. But I'm getting way too ahead of myself. Sorry, force of habit. So, my new master, tell me about yourself. How has your day been so far? Oh, work's been stressful. I'm sorry to hear that. The last thing that my master deserves is any form of stress. Hey, how about I massage you? Would it please you if I massage you? Your shoulders, I mean. Silly master, what did you think I meant? Now you stay still. And Method's going to fix you right up. My, I can already feel how tense you are. My poor master. I wish I could do something more. Right at the source. Oh, don't thank me, master. It's my duty to help you. And always. I just love helping my master. I was made to do this. Well, not entirely because I'm a demon. You'll see. You'll see what I mean. Am I hurting you, by the way? Well, I'm trying to be as gentle as possible, but when it comes to these types of things, sometimes a little bit added pressure really goes a long way. I know all about pressure. Oh, nothing, Master. When I'm done with this, would you like to eat something? Or perhaps you would like to start with a drink. I could bring you a devil's delight. Oh, you don't know what that is? It's very tasty. I'm sure you'll love it. If you like a combination of fruits. Grapes, strawberries, and pineapples. Primarily grape. It's a refreshing combination. Especially during the heat of the summer. Would you like it? Oh, that really makes me happy. Don't tell anybody, but it's the first drink I ever added to the menu. I'll bring it out to you right away. Don't go anywhere, okay? Oh, wait a minute. I am so silly. Actually, better yet, I want to prove to you that I'm a real magical demon. And here you go. One manifested devil's delight. All for you. Aw, thank you for the applause. I'm just happy to make my master happy. Drink up, please. I'd love to know what you think about it. Is it good? Ooh. Yes! Oh. What a relief. You took a minute to respond and I got a little bit scared. Perhaps these fruits are your favorite as well. Oh, Master, you are so formal. Ask away. What questions do you have for me? Let's see. What made me want to become a maid? That one is kind of hard to answer. I have multiple reasons as to why I became a maid. One of the reasons is, look at my outfit. It's super cute, right? But in all seriousness, I just have a really deep need to serve people in every way I know how, and every way I'm allowed to. To see such a huge smile on somebody's face after I'm done servicing them, there's no better reward. Well, the tasty drinks I receive are a very close second, but I get those very rarely. It's not exactly like the drink I just gave you. It's something a bit more special. But I'm sure you're just joking around. You know what I mean. No? Really? Well then, why did you choose to meet with me? If you don't mind me asking. You requested me and you don't know the full extent of what I offer? That's actually kind of cute. Oh, you're so innocent. Shall I break that? My dear master, do you wish to learn more about me? Well, beyond being a monster girl maid, I offer services that the other maids typically don't. We're all masters in our particular fields. In my field, I'm really good at using my mouth for things like singing and just typical conversation and other special things, if you're interested in those other types of special things. Yeah, like whistling, for example, but that's not exactly what I meant. Yes, I can also tie the stem of a cherry in my mouth, but I can do some other things with my tongue, too. Oh, I can really sense that you're innocent. I don't want to corrupt you. Not completely. No, I really do want to corrupt you, Master. But first, before I go forward with that, would you like something to eat? I know I can't just change the subject like that. Forgive me, Master. Please forgive me. It's just, you're not getting the hints that I'm throwing your way, and that's honestly very cute. And I bet you're very, very yummy. But if you're too innocent to understand, and you don't demand that I demonstrate it to you, I'm just your normal demon maid. And, Master, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to desire or crave the other things I can do for you. You can have the normal maid cafe experience, and that's A-okay. Yes, exactly. Oh, you want the entire experience that I offer? Well, I am glad that you said that. But to do that, Master, I do recommend that you eat first. And here is a menu of the dishes that we offer. If there's anything that catches your eye and you would like to know more about, please let me know. You'd like to go straight to dessert? Excellent! Turn the menu over. We have a massive variety. We surely have something that will satisfy you. Ah, yes. The Karen chocolate cake is very tasty. I've had it a few times myself. However, you've seen the small print, right? There's only one true way to eat this type of cake. I must feed it to you. Are you sure you want this cake? Well, I have to make sure that you're comfortable. Fantastic. There. All nice and warm for you. I hope you enjoy this, Master. I know I sure will. Please open your mouth, okay? And there you go. Oh, it almost fell. Sorry about that. I'm not typically clumsy. Does it taste good? Like it? Ugh, all smiles. Good, good. Fantastic. I'm glad that you're enjoying. This is, once again, don't tell anybody, but this is another item that I added to the menu back in the day. Open, please. There you go. Well, I know you won't be able to answer me properly, but just shake your head yes or no. Would you like to know the backstory about this cake, my master? I would be delighted to tell you. Fantastic. Well, I wanted to make an item on this menu that would really, really, really just fill you. One slice and you won't want to eat anything else. Well, I did end up achieving exactly that. However, there was once a master that came in here that ordered two slices of cake. And that ended up being a very, very bad idea. So if you looked on the asterisk on the menu next to the cake, you can only get one slice. And that's per day. Would you like some more? I'm glad to hear. Okay, good. Fantastic. Oh, I should probably tell you what happened to that master. This is where the Karen comes in. I'm pretty sure he went into a chalky coma, to put it nicely. Yeah, he was basically unable to move. He recovered, of course, but this cake slice is particularly strong, so it's highly advised to only have one piece. It's otherworldly, you know. Oh, you don't know the Karen part? Ah, I see. Then I shall explain, Master. Do you know of the River Styx? Well, the entity that ferries souls across that river is named Karen. If I'm remembering correctly, Pluto's moon is also named Karen. I find it to be a delightful name. Oh, I'd love a piece as well. But you're the master. You won't meet it? Are you sure? But may I ask something of you? Can you feed it to me? I don't want to break the rules. Well, I know the rules say that I'm supposed to feed it to you, but let's just ignore it for a second. I know I said I didn't want to break the rules, but I don't really ask these types of things to my customers. I want to try something new with you. Please. Okay. Super tasty. Thank you for experimenting with me. Let's keep this between you and I, Master. Okay? Thank you. Aww. But now I've robbed you of a piece. That was mighty selfish of me. Please forgive me, Master. What shall I do? You forgive me? Oh, thank you, Master. I promise not to ask for any more food. Besides, there's only one thing I really, really desperately want right now, Master. To see you smile, of course. Remember? That's all I need. Sorry, I think I'm starting to blush. Sorry about this, Master. These feelings don't really get super intense with my masters. This is very, very unique. I'm not sure why, but my heart's... it's beating very fast, and I have butterflies in my stomach. You feel the same? Okay, so it's not just me. Maybe it was something with the cake. Do you think? I don't think so. It'd be easy to blame the cake, but... May I ask you a question? Forgive me for being so forward, Master. But are you seeing anybody? Do you have a significant other? A boyfriend or a girlfriend? No? Then, may I ask you a very, very serious question? Would you like to do something special with me? That depends. Depends on what? Master, I would love for you to kiss me. Huh? Is this allowed? This is very tame compared to what's allowed here. Yes, very, very tame, Master. However, if you're embarrassed out here in the public with me, there are some private rooms in the back where we can do some more things that are allowed here. What should we do? Well, you're the master. The choice is yours. Take my hand and look into my eyes and decide what you want to do. Would you like to stay out here and continue having the normal experience? Or would you like to go somewhere else with me? A place where no one will bother us. Then, come with me.